Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of the tech world. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today's episode is a big one. It's like watching the giants wake up and decide to play chess with the global economy.
That's right, Jamie. On May 4th, 2026, both OpenAI and Anthropic made a coordinated move that shook the $375 billion consulting industry. They've launched their own private equity-backed AI services ventures.
It's like watching a high-stakes poker game, isn't it?
Exactly. But instead of chips, they're playing with billions of dollars in AI tech. Let's break it down. OpenAI announced the Deployment Company, a massive $10 billion venture. They've teamed up with TPG and 18 other investors.
Wait, $10 billion? That's a lot of zeros, Alex. And what's this about a 17.5% guaranteed annual return to backers? That sounds pretty optimistic.
It is, Jamie. It's rare in venture-style setups. Essentially, OpenAI is saying, we believe so strongly in this, we're backing it with a high return guarantee. It's a bold move, pushing it closer to an infrastructure investment with a juicy equity-like upside.
Got it. And what about Anthropic? They're not sitting quietly, are they?
Not at all. Anthropic rolled out their venture with Blackstone, Hellman Friedman, and Goldman Sachs. They've pooled about $1.5 billion. It's smaller compared to OpenAI, but still significant.
Smaller but mighty, huh? So both companies are using this forward-deployed engineer model. What's up with that?
Great question. Think of it like embedding a special ops tech team inside a company. These engineers integrate AI systems directly into business workflows. It's not just about having the AI tech, but making it work seamlessly in real-time business scenarios.
So they're basically speeding up the AI adoption race. Insert tech ninja, accelerate integration.
Exactly, Jamie. Ninja style indeed.
Now, why is private equity the chosen knight in shining armor here?
It's all about reach and efficiency. PE firms own or influence a vast array of companies. By partnering with them, OpenAI and Anthropic can quickly embed their technology across a wide spectrum of industries.
Makes sense. So they're turning these PE firms into both investors and customers. Neat trick?
Yes, and speaking of tricks, let's talk about the impact on the big players like McKinsey, BCG, and Accenture.
Oh, the consulting big guns. How are they taking all this?
They're adapting. For instance, McKinsey is cutting down on workforce to streamline operations and investing more in AI. BCG and Accenture are ramping up their AI capabilities, too. It's like everyone's gearing up for an AI-enhanced future.
Sounds like the consulting world is having its transform or be left behind moment.
Spot on, Jamie.
All this tech talk makes me think, Alex, should we start embedding AI here to suggest coffee breaks?
I think our listeners would prefer we stick to providing insights rather than coffee, Jamie.
Fair enough. Now, before we wrap up, what does this all tell us about where AI and consulting are heading?
It's a clear indicator that the future of consulting and enterprise operations will be deeply intertwined with AI technologies. The integration isn't just coming. It's here, and it's reshaping how businesses operate at a fundamental level.
The future is now, and it's automated. Thanks, Alex, for breaking it all down for us.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights, and yes, occasional bad jokes from us.
Keep nerding out, folks. Catch you in the next episode.